Honeylove Urban Beekeepers. They are on a mission to protect honeybees, educate and inspire new beekeepers. They are our bee protectors, located here in Santa Monica. And we are joined by Paul Hakimian. He is the Honeylove director and second generation beekeeper and father of two. And you have Pacific Street Incorporated, a consulting firm. And then also you're involved with LA Tri Club, which is triathlon.
Yep.
So you're in great shape too. And I love your shirt. You walked in with the shirt that has a bee on it, a queen. It says, God save the queen. It's a great shirt. So you are also connected with Blondie and Debbie Harry. She's working really hard through her new campaign, Be Connected, and she's joined with you and then also Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth. And you were at her party the other night. She had a show last week with Garbage. Her new album is called Pollinator, and she's very involved. She's a beekeeper herself. And so you guys got all together, kind of connected. And how was the party? It was pretty amazing.
It was a good time. Mm-hmm. She definitely brought awareness to, you know, not only her album, but to pollinators in general. So I thought it was really well received.
Right. Pollinators could mean birds also, right?
And it
could mean
butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so pollinators help us keep the earth, help us eat.
Oh, yeah. If we didn't have the pollinators, we wouldn't be here.
Right. And tell us a little bit about Honeylove. There are several things that you guys do, educate, and then you also help people be urban beekeepers.
Yeah, we do a lot of mentoring, and we have workshops. In fact, we have soon to be two new locations here in Los Angeles, one by Dodger Stadium and one over by the VA hospital on the west side. So if you're a local person and wants to get into beekeeping, you know, I recommend joining up with Honeylove and getting your feet wet with showing up to some of our mentoring workshops where you literally suit up and, you know, dive in and inspect the beehive. So it's hands on.
You learn how to be a beekeeper. And you can do this now in your backyard. You can do this in Los Angeles. Was it not always that way?
No. In fact, just 2 to 3 years ago, Honeylove was the leaders in actually meeting with the council members and getting the law changed where we can actually have bees. So there is a new ordinance in Los Angeles where you can have up to two hives at a single residence, single family residence.
Is it high maintenance to keep bees?
The best way I describe managing bees is it's managing the growth of the hive. Like anything, you know, when something starts to out, you know, when your kids get older, you get them a bigger bed, right? So when the hive starts to grow, you add more boxes. So at the end of the day, you're just managing the growth of the hive. They do grow quickly. The queen, in fact, lays 1,500 eggs a day. So the turnover in the hive is quite high. These little guys only live, these worker bees, only live 30, 35 days. So, it's amazing once you start becoming a beekeeper what these little guys can do. Or should I say girls.
Right. Are they all girls?
They're female. Yeah, the worker bees are female. Uh-huh. The queen bee is female. And then there's a drone, which is a male bee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do male bees also contribute to making the honey and making
them,
or no?
No. Okay. They're more freeloaders, if you will. They don't really do any, their real purpose is really only to mate with the queen,
right,
to make her, you know, able to produce babies, you know, to lay eggs. The colony itself is a super organism. It's not one bee, but a collective of all of them together that makes a super organism. Mm-hmm. So they work as one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in that respect.
Very powerful. Almost like they can communicate. They somehow all communicate in a way.
They do. Yeah. They communicate in two ways. They communicate by smell and they can actually give off locations. They waggle their tail. It's called the waggle dance. They shake their tail and they do like little circles and they will tell you the coordinates of where they need to go. So if it's a swarm looking for a new home, you'll see these bees, you know, waggling their tail, doing these little circles, and they're saying, okay, guys, there's a great home, you know, three clicks to the left of the sun, you know, this way, that way, and they know where to go. It's amazing how they can communicate.
Shake it, girl. Here's your map. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to be concerned about the bees because they're so essential, and pollinators in general, and we are in danger of losing many of them. Yes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The colony collapse disorder is disrupting the agricultural bees, the ones that are pollinating our fruits and vegetables. Yeah. And those are the ones that are having a really hard time because they're spraying with chemicals during the day. It would be nice if they sprayed at night when the bees are in their hives, but no, they don't. They spray during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the bees are out there on the flowers, on the fruits, on the vegetables that we're eating, and they're killing them that way. And also, they take them up to, let's say, the almond orchards here in Northern California, and 90% of almonds come from Northern California in the world. Mm-hmm. And so they really rely on these pollinators to pollinate the trees up there. That's called monocropping. And, you know, just imagine me or you being fed one thing, you know, vanilla ice cream for like 3 months.
Right.
We couldn't do it.
No.
They can't do it. Their immune system is weakened at that moment. You can't do it. We need a variety. So the bees that are here locally in our city, the urban bees, the feral bees, are thriving because there's less pesticides. There's a variety of fresh flowers and fruits and vegetables that they can all pollinate on. So they're doing really well in their neighborhoods. In fact, between 9 and 13 hives per square mile here in the city. Yeah, it's a lot of bees.
So you're always close to a beehive.
You are. We coexist with bees. People don't realize that. We live amongst bees. They just don't know how funny how close they are to them at all times.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be afraid of the bees.
Yeah.
And the Hollywood swarm is not what bees really do. When they're swarming, they're kind of docile. And you actually move, you'll rehome bees for people. If there's a hive that needs to be rehomed for whatever reason, you will help people do that or call someone to do that. And it's a pretty simple process.
You know, yes. The knee-jerk reaction for anyone that doesn't understand a swarm is very friendly. Their knee-jerk reaction is to call pest control, vector control, and they want to kill the bees. And I'm like, you know, if there's a stray dog running down the street, you're not going to, you know, call animal control to kill it.
Right.
You know, come on. You know, it's a real living, breathing organism. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't go out and kill it. Call a beekeeper. And instead of spending $150 to the pest control, hire a beekeeper. They'll be more than happy to come out and save those bees. Those bees can then be put in a bee box and start producing and making our local environment beautiful. I mean, the reason we live in such a beautiful city is because of these little bees.
Yeah. Without them, it would be just gray, and we would not have a lot of plants that we have, and also fruits, vegetables.
All of it.
They go out. One honeybee visits like something like 1,500 flowers.
To get like 1/10 of a teaspoon of honey, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it takes, I think, 30 bees to get one teaspoon. Yeah, every little drop counts. And those guys, they're working for us.
Right.
They really are. So we need to start thinking about that when we think about, you know, exterminating bees. Don't do that. Call a beekeeper. And on our website, honeylove.org, we have a hotline. Mm-hmm. Get on there. It's a great website. You can click on the link. And if you need to report a swarm, report it. And what happens is a text message will go to a local beekeeper, and they'll respond right away.
Right.
So most of the phone calls I take about bees and swarms of bees is just talking people off the ledge. Mm-hmm. You know, they're calling, they're saying, hey, a swarm just landed in my tree. I have kids. Uh-huh. What do I do? And I'm like, do nothing. You're lucky.
Yeah.
How fortunate are you to witness and experience a swarm of bees landing in your tree? Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Don't be afraid. Now, if they stay 2 to 3 days, and on the fourth day, they're still there, call me. I'll come get them and give them a safe home. But they're just in transition. They're looking for a new home, and they're not going to bother anyone.
Yeah.
So my saying, and I like to say this to everyone, if you respect them, they'll respect you. That's it. Mm-hmm. Just have respect for the bees.
And then you can also do some things in your own backyard to help the bees, like organic gardens, no pesticides, and even provide a clean water source, right? Would that be like a fountain or what would that be?
I think a fountain. Uh-huh. And if you have a fountain, the best thing to do is, and if you're a wine drinker, throw some corks in the fountain.
Okay.
They land on those corks, and they enjoy the water by landing on it. It gives them something to land on.
Uh-huh.
Right. So definitely water sources and less pesticides, not spraying your fruits and vegetables in your backyard. Out in your gardens, keeping that out of there. Those are all helpful ways to help the bees. And if you want, there's things called swarm boxes. You can actually build a small little box, mm-hmm. and you can bait it by putting some lemongrass oil on the inside of it, and it'll attract the bees. Mm-hmm. So if you're prone to getting bees all the time at your house, there's ways to look online to find what a swarm box is. Make one of those, capture the bees, and then call your local beekeeper, mm-hmm. and they'll just come pick up the box.
Yeah, that's very simple, and simple materials. And how can people help Honeylove? Like, they can become a member. That's one of the things that you can do, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Become a member.
Become a member, and, you know, at the end of the day, we're 501c3 nonprofit, and we love donations, and we need the support because we have a lot of community outreach. We have a lot of volunteers that spend their time going into schools, into churches, everywhere. They go anywhere. It's amazing that once you get involved in the bee community, you just want to share. You want to give back. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a lot of our mentors and volunteers do. So we need to support them, and every donation counts.
Debbie Harry, she is a beekeeper.
She pulled me aside and she goes, Paul, come over here a minute. I'm going to tell you something. She goes, right. Debbie means bee in Hebrew. And then I asked her, well, how did you come about the pollinator name? And she goes, you know, I have bees. I know they're important. And I like the name pollinator. And I thought that was it. So now she teamed up with Shepherd Fairey, and her album cover depicts a honeybee on her cover. And it says pollinator. And her new album is awesome. So,
and I like that you're friends with her now. You guys have bonded.
I hope so. We're best buds. Yeah.
And when she came out at her concert, Debbie Harry, she came out with this awesome bee mask on that she created with jewels. It was beautiful.
I know on Debbie's and Blondie's album, they're hashtagging bee connected, B-E-E connected.
When's the next time you guys are having a big party?
Well, we did. We just had a workshop. Yeah. We had a swarm box building day. Mm-hmm. We teamed up with Dunn Edwards locally, the paint company, and they donated their space, their paint. And we had a blast painting like some, 40 boxes. It was awesome. So it was a community outreach project that we did, and it was well received. The next event that we might have coming up soon that we're planning now is our Natural Beekeeping Conference. So that's where we bring in great speakers from around the world that are in the natural beekeeping arena. We don't treat our bees. We like to go the all-natural route without the bees that we keep.
That's a good place to learn about honeybees, and then also at honeylove.org, right?
Absolutely. Honeylove is advocates of the bees. I'd like to say we're the Lorax of the bees.
Bee whisperers, too.
Bee whispers, yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful little guys and gals and buzz about the bees. Thank you, Paul, for explaining everything.
Absolutely, Tina. Thank you for having me on.
Honey Love.